The search is on for WA's favourite local. Here's this week's review, thanks to Albie Lager, made by WA.
Perth Live producer Liz Sheehan has been to one of WA's oldest pubs, the Stirling Arms, and she joins us live in the studio. G'day, Liz.
G'day, Ollie.
How'd you find the Stirling Arms?
Well, I was really excited to do this one because the Stirling Arms is my local.
Oh, very good. Near your place in the Swan Valley.
Yep, so I got to walk to the pub, which is good. So I went down with a friend and I was quite surprised for a Friday night. You couldn't get a table in the beer garden.
They've undergone a big reno, haven't they?
Yeah, they've done a massive restoration. It finished at the end of last year and it was much needed because, to be blunt, the Stirling Arms was the kind of place you would drive past and you would see chairs thrown up in the trees.
Okay, so now Friday night's busy, you can't get a table. That's good news.
Yeah, good news. So the beer garden is beautiful, lots of trees, fairy lights at night, which is really nice on a balmy Friday night.
Good place to take the children?
Yeah, so early I think it's okay with the kids. Bit later, probably not.
All right, so where did you sit and have dinner? What did you get? What was it like did you sit in the beer hall?
Yeah, so we sat out in the beer garden only because they've got a bistro there, the Prohibition Bistro, and I think it lets the place down a bit because it's sort of a bit like an old school hall. It's got some daggy chairs, some old cafeteria-style tables, and it feels like they've done this big, beautiful restoration and they've just sort of forgotten the bistro.
Right. So it might be going for that kind of old school chic look, but potentially they've got it wrong.
I think because it doubles as their function room, they've kind of left it as this big open space. But I think something needs to be done to make it look a little bit more inviting. But the beer garden makes up for it.
Very good. What was on the menu that took your fancy?
So, look, the menu is quite substantial and there's something on there for everyone. So you've got your steaks, you've got your pizzas, pastas, really good share plates. So I saw a few of them come out overflowing with food. So if you were just going to go there for a bit of a nibble, you could easily share one of those between three people. And, look, my friend had the burger, the Stirling burger, and what might be controversial to the burger traditionalists is it was served with a focaccia bun.
What?
Yeah. So
yeah, nah.
No, you're not on board with that one, Ollie?
No.
Look, it got the highest compliment a burger can get. It tasted like a Whopper.
Well, that on the Sophie Hawkins scale of hamburgers, there is nothing better than the Whopper.
That's right. So, yeah, they've nailed it with this one. So served with a beef patty, salad, aioli, ketchup, cheese, and fried onion rings.
Very nice. What else did you try, Liz?
So, you know, if you're going to order a steak, a pub is the place to order a steak, I reckon, and it should be an easy goal for them to kick, but I think this one let them down a little bit here. I ordered it rare. It came out medium, but it also came out really quickly and it just sort of made me a bit suspicious because the steak was...
Might have been pre-cooked.
Yeah, I don't know. It just came out quite quickly for how well cooked it was. It was also missing the jus, so I had to ask the staff. They were apologetic. They were fantastic. They went back and got it. And obviously served with some yummy beer-battered chips, they're actually my favourite style of chips. I know Sophie doesn't rate them, but...
beer-battered chips, very good.
I love beer-battered chips.
And the drinks menu was pretty extensive?
Yeah, look, the drinks menu is where this pub shines. So mainly Gage Roads brews on tap, but if you are one of their loyal members, you can join up with this Cellar Key loyalty program. It's free to join up. And also if you're a local, you can join up their local loyalty program. And you can get a pint of their Swan Valley Lager for just $2.99.
Ooh, that is cheap. That is very, very cheap. I see as well that the daily specials are pretty good. Kids eat for free on Monday and $15 Sunday roast. What do you give it out of 20, Liz?
So I give the Stirling Arms 13 out of 20.
All right, you can go and read Liz Sheehan's review at 6pr.com.au at 3 to 4.